around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Okay, on to hour two we go, everyone. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time on a world-changing Saturday, February 28th, 2026. Despite what's going on in the world, fashion, entrepreneurship, apparel, and travel will mix it up for these next 9 minutes. As I said to begin hour one, today's show, well, it's a first. You're getting R without M today. Mary is out in Las Vegas on a girls' trip for the Eagles at the Sphere. She'll be back with us next week, I am sure. She'll be back with me a lot sooner than that, but for all of you, next Saturday at this time, she'll be here. All right, well, listen, we are fully aware that President Trump has unleashed our military in Iran. Our local stations will keep you updated on happenings as things unfold. We're going to keep this show on track for now, talking everything and anything in the world of travel. And as we do that, we're going to get back to our always busy show hotline. Waiting for us at the other end is Stefan Lobel. He's the founder of Bluffworks. Folks, if you're not familiar with this terrific line of travel clothing, you need to know about it. Stefan, good morning. Nice to have you back, a part of America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I am very well. Thanks very much. You know, Stefan, I can remember when we met at the old New York Times travel show. I think it was 2017. We then reconnected there again a few years later in 2019. We broadcasted this show from the Javits Center in New York City both years. In 2019, Mary and I moderated the General Session Seminar and our event with a fun panel with standing room only. It was so well attended. And I know I remember seeing you there. But to this day, I have a Bluffworks sport coat that's a beautiful steel blue color, a classy pair of gray slacks. I almost every time that I wear it when I travel, I get such great compliments. And I say that because I wear mostly Brooks Brothers clothing, Stefan, but they never get the same reaction to what I have from your company. So what you make, you know, travels well. It's low maintenance. All the security features you've built in make it great for travel. I want to hear, how's the business doing these days, and are you still manufacturing here in the New York City area?
Oh, it's great. Thanks for having me. Hey, can we start with an embarrassing question?
Yeah.
When's the last time you washed it?
I dry clean it, so I could wash it, but it is dry clean, yes.
See, that's the funny thing. So the whole thing, I'm so glad to hear that our blazer's still going strong for you. You know, they're one of the most popular things that Bluffworks makes. The funny thing is, like, we make everything to go in a washing machine, or, you know, guys wash them in the sink when, a pen explodes in their pocket the night before a wedding. And it's funny, whenever I talk to our customers, they're like, oh my God, I love my blazer. They're like, but I'm afraid to wash it.
And it never wrinkles.
It never wrinkles. No. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's built to go around the world and be tough. And I encourage you, forget the dry cleaning. You too should put it in the washing machine.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to try that. So, but listen, you started this company nearly 15 years ago. And what I love is that travel was the inspiration. You've certainly grown from what you've started, right? I mean, and really what I want people to know, you have such a diverse line of clothing for men and women, but I want you to talk about your passion for travel and travel experiences that have been redirected, if you will, into Bluffworks.
Yeah, sure. You know, the whole thing has always been that my life and our customers' lives are more important than their clothes. The clothes should be the backseat. You know, we sort of either want to look good or have to look good for a reason. Maybe it's like a conference or an occasion, or maybe you're on a trip to Paris and, like, you're just going to feel better if you walk into a restaurant or a museum wearing a blazer. And so that was my motivation. I wanted clothes to keep up with me. You know, it actually wasn't inspired by travel. It was actually inspired by living overseas. I've lived overseas twice in my life. The first time was 20 years ago. I lived in Hanoi, Vietnam, and Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And then recently, I spent the last 2 years living in West Africa, in Dakar, Senegal. Every time I've done it, living overseas it's changed my life.
Well, Stefan, I still will classify that as travel because you did travel to get there, but that's okay. I mean, it's experiences that you've had when you've been on the move that have been redirected. So I mentioned at the open, Stefan, that Mary isn't here with me today. It's the first time in more than a dozen years that we haven't done the show together, but we do have Rudy patched in with us from Minnesota. And Rudy, I'm curious if you have any questions for Stefan and Bluffworks.
Well, Stefan, first of all, I don't know if I can ever get my mind to direct my body sufficiently to take a sport coat and put it in a washing machine. I don't care what it's made of. But I admire you having made one that can do it. I'm amazed at that. Now, one thing I'm impressed by looking at your website, which is simply bluffworks.com, I carry a MERS, a man purse, you know, because I've got to carry reading glasses often, sunglasses, a cell phone, a wallet. I don't know how most men do that without a MERS. I always look at guys going, you know, how do you do those four things right there? Forget anything else, like a pen or whatever.
There's enough pockets in his clothes you can, so it's okay.
Well, that's what I note. There's a photograph of this phone pocket in the back above the normal back pocket in a men's clothing, which I really admire. How many pockets do you get in those slacks?
Yeah, gosh, you know, 7, 8? I mean, whatever it says on the website. It's funny, I can't remember. But I'll tell you, the phone pocket is so interesting. I hate carrying a heavy wallet or phone or things that, like, jingle around, right?
Right.
And so we do have hidden security pockets in the front where I'd put lightweight cash. We have zipper pockets in the back. Our Envoy lightweight travel pant has a very quiet pocket on the side, which is really great for a wallet or a passport. That we do that in our jeans too. And then every one of our pants has that phone pocket that's really high above the waistband. And I can't believe that people haven't copied it. When I put in our first pair of pants, you know, back in 2012, I thought that was going to be the pocket. And the way that I use it is maybe I'm walking around and my phone is in my regular pocket. But if I go on a bike, or I sit on the airline.
Yeah, this is a more tighter pocket.
Listen, and Stefan, you know,
higher.
Listen, the sport coat, I mean, there are mm-hmm. zippers, there are pockets in the back and the shoves, all that. But I asked you earlier, are you still manufacturing here in the New York City area?
You're not. We outgrew the New York factories. When we left New York City, our factory manager actually invested in the company because that is just part of a natural progression. So right now we manufacture in Mauritius, which is the further eastern point. Of the continent of Africa.
Okay.
We produce in China, we produce in Vietnam, lots of different countries that have the physical expertise.
Well, we've only got about a minute.
Can I just ask about this pocket down the side? Is that like down by the thigh?
It is, again, something you got to see, that, and you will never have a security issue when you travel. But I know travel's in your DMA. You're passionate about it. We only have about a minute left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
have a memorable travel experience out there that you want to share with folks that really helped change your life?
The best trip I took over the last 2 years is that my son and I, after living in West Africa, we went to Morocco, and you can't rent a motorbike when you're a 16-year-old kid and you're a 50-year-old guy who doesn't have a motorbike license. So we bought motorbikes that were 50 cc's, old, two-stroke, powerful. We rode them across the entire continent of Morocco. We climbed 30,000 feet of elevation over the Atlas Mountains. And they're still sitting there waiting for us to return.
Stefan, good for you. Congratulations on Bluffworks. Folks, bluffworks.com. If you travel regularly like we do, go check it out. Nice reconnecting with you this morning. Really appreciate it. Folks, our local stations will keep you updated, as we said, on what's going on in Iran. Next, we're going to have the personal connection. We're going to mix wine and travel. We'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds. You can experience that same level of top quality sleep at home at big savings, as our friends at helixsleep.com/carry have extended their President's Day sale through this weekend. You'll save 27% if you act today.
Stop sleeping on those old worn out mattresses thinking it's okay. They offer 120 night risk-free happiness guarantee. Go take the 2-minute sleep quiz. Find the perfect mattress for you. Save 27% at helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. Simply Safe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. Simply Safe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com There's no safe like Simply Safe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit our WorldTravel.com. Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at TakeLean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
From fashion and apparel to wines of the world, that's the jump we're making for today's personal connection, as Jackie Strum, the president and publisher of Wine Enthusiast, is ready to go on the show hotline. Before we get to her, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry. You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it safeguards you against many unknowns that create issues, including work-related cancellations, medical expenses and evacuation, passport or ticket replacement, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage. You get translation services, prescription replacement, roadside assistance. You'll have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, because sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your plans, just do what we do. Be smart. Get protected before you travel at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors. All right, and now, well, let's talk wine, folks. Jackie, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, nice to have you aboard this morning. Today, listen, I'm flying solo. Mary's out in Las Vegas. We've got RJ down in Miami. And I can certainly identify with your family being so important in the creation and success of Wine Enthusiast. I created our parent company back in February 1999 when I left Disney ABC. It truly has been, you know, some run over the 27 years or so. I want to begin, Jackie, at the start of the family legacy of Wine Enthusiast. It goes back to a small mail order catalog in 1979, a tiny apartment, mm-hmm. and a dream that you and your sister carry on today. So share your parents' concept and what they saw missing in the wine market. They certainly had great instincts.
Sure. Yes. Thank you for asking. So my parents in the 70s, my dad was working in wine sales, which was very different then than it is today. And my mom was actually in TV commercials at the time. And while my dad was selling wine door to door, he noticed this gap in the market of people having access to the tools to enjoy wine at home. And so in 1979, they, in their attic of their house in Tahlequah, decided to start selling those exact tools, corkscrews, glassware, racking, and just tested it with a little pamphlet. And now today, they are still selling all of those tools. And then about 10 years later, 1988, they said, we have these wine consumers who love wine. Let's start writing about it. And so that's when actually the media division, Wine Enthusiast Magazine, was founded. So those are the two still thriving sides of our business.
Well, it's an American dream story. I love it. I really do. You know, we've talked on this show, and you think about wine and the evolution and so forth, but we have talked about how wine and other spirits are going through a bit of a challenging time. I've seen reports suggesting that nearly half of U.S. adults say that they're actively drinking less. Non-alcoholic options are growing in popularity. But where I want to go with this is, in the vast media world that we live in, where everyone is consuming media from so many different platforms today, you know, what are some of the ways that you're working to remain relevant and continue to attract the next generation of wine enthusiasts?
Sure. So, well, first off, about the consumption trends, what's interesting about it for us specifically is that people are drinking less, but they're drinking better quality.
I agree with that.
And quality wine is synonymous with what we do at Wine Enthusiast. So it's actually been working a bit for us in a way. So what we've been doing at Wine Enthusiast, especially on the media division, is we really have figured out every channel to meet different users. So our print publication is still doing quite well. And I would say that's for kind of the wine expert or the trade. Our website is really where we meet most people. So that could be an expert or a collector or someone who's Googling a question like, how do I hold a wine glass? Which when we wrote that article was our best article of the year. So it just shows that having authority and education is still just as valuable as even the expertise for a collector. And then beyond that, social media is extremely powerful for us. Instagram is probably our biggest channel at just under a million followers. We do podcasts and a new travel division.
Well, I want to talk about that. Yeah. A year ago. That's one of the things that attracted us, and I want to spend some time talking about that. Cork and Compass Travel, folks, that's the name. I think our listeners will find it interesting. You may find this interesting. You know, last month, Mary and I had a delicious dinner with Greg Miller. He heads up business development with Opus One Winery, and he shared with us, you know, some of the new creative things that they're doing. I like what you're also doing here, Jackie, there at Cork and Compass Travel. So, you know, what can you share about this aspect of the company and how it's evolved, what's being done in some areas of the world that you're showcasing for travelers?
Sure. So Wine Enthusiast is more than a, when people think about us, sometimes they think about the magazine, but we're really a brand of experts. And that expertise is our critics. So most people know us for the scores that you would see in a wine shop.
Right.
And those scores are built by a panel of 22 wine critics. And from those 22 critics who all score blind, have really incredible access and knowledge. And I can tell you from working with them for years, if I go to a region, I ask one of them immediately, where am I going? And we wanted to figure out a way to kind of scale that access and give it to readers who are thirsty for adventure and for wine experiences. And so that's where the concept for Cork and Compass Travel came, using our actual wine critics. So for example, Ana Cristina Cabrales, who's our tasting director, also critiques all the wines from Burgundy. So you better believe she knows where to go if you're going to Burgundy.
You've got the expert right there, no question about it. So you're right, from her own experience, I love that. She's one, but you have others, correct?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So last year we tested this with just two trips. The first one was actually to Tuscany with our Tuscany critic, Danielle Caligari, and Burgundy, and they both sold out. So this year we're doubling it, and we're adding Bordeaux as another destination. And each one is with one of our wine critics that tastes and scores up to 2,000 wines a year for a total of 25,000 wines scored every single year.
All right. I need to get you to the Piedmont area because I'm a big Barolo drinker, and so that's the Piedmont area of Italy. I know that.
Yeah, that's one we've been thinking about for 2027, actually, because it is so incredible, the food, the wine, the scenery. But yeah, so these critics actually build out the itinerary. They work with our experts to do the hospitality. So you're getting essentially access that nobody else has, whether it's to wineries that don't typically open their doors or to experiences like private candlelit dinners in their cellars that are just family members. It's just a really unique experience that I don't think anybody else could really do at the
Well, I think it's a fabulous, it attracted Mary and me when we heard about this because, you know, again, folks, Cork and Compass Travel with Wine Enthusiast, because it is some, you're going with experts. I mean, if you are a wine enthusiast, you love a wine, you want to travel, and we know people travel for wine, right? That, no question. People love these experiences. But to go with the people that are, you know, that are the experts, that have that inside access, that have the relationships, I think that's pretty special. I congratulate you on that.
Thank you. Yeah. And wine really is all about a sense of place, right? Like the term terroir is so famous for wine, but it's not soda. Where it's made is so valuable and really gives you a perspective on the product. So that experience is a huge part of wine and loving wine.
You know, I'm thinking about this right now. So back in May 2024, we had this show down in Virginia for one of our big Let's Go America tours. It was Hot Springs. We based ourselves at America's oldest hotel. That was the Homestead Resort. And I'm bringing it up because, you know, we spent a lot of time with their head sommelier, Quinn Cohen was her name, and experienced some outstanding wines grown across Virginia, including a Nebbiolo that I loved. I think it was Bro Vineyard in Percival, if memory serves me correct. They had a really strong characteristics at Tuberoro, which I just said is one of my favorites. But, you know, what are some of the other regions in the U.S. that you urge folks to go experience for wine beyond the obvious of Napa or Santa Barbara, maybe Oregon?
Sure.
What would you say?
Well, Virginia is up there, but I actually really encourage, maybe I'm a little biased because I live in New York, but the Finger Lakes actually won our American Wine Region of the Year award this year. And it's just an incredible place to visit. And it's a little tough to get to, but that actually is what preserves a lot of the charm. The Rieslings, if you're a Riesling fan, as I am, are amazing. And one of my new favorite wine regions is North Carolina, which we've been covering quite a bit. North Carolina, Virginia, and Pennsylvania are a couple up-and-coming wine regions. To yeah, the
they've grown very nicely, no question. It's amazing to me, you know, as you do travel. I mean, one of the things we always love to do is to check out some of the local wineries. But it amazes me now, places where wine is being grown that you just wouldn't think of.
Yes, it's grown in all 50 states, actually.
It is. It absolutely is. So you're pleased to go back to Cork and Compass at this point, travel. It's growing. It's a nice addition to the company. You're happy with it?
Oh, yeah. It's been incredible, especially because, although I didn't mention any domestic regions, I think it's because people don't know where to start in Europe. It's a little bit more challenging to navigate. So being able to give people that guidance has been really valuable. And it's just such a pleasure to see people enjoy things in person.
Well, a bottle of wine brings a little happiness to everybody out there. And that's a good thing, certainly.
Absolutely.
Continue to be. So, and I agree with you, by the way, what we said earlier. People may be drinking less, but it's the quality, no question. So, Jack, you do need to wrap things for today. I'm going to share the website, wineenthusiast.com. Folks, will get you all the information. And then just corkandcompasstravel.com. Spell out and, corkandcompasstravel.com. will get you information on that. Cheers to you, Jackie. Nice connecting with you.
Cheers to you.
Bye. All right. Well, there goes Jackie. Just heard the line drop, folks. And right now, we need to get ready to pause for some sponsor messages. One more segment down for the day. So we've got three more coming your way. And right now, as we do pause for this break, our local stations will update you during the bottom of the hour break. The right stuff is next. While I'm going to go get ready for the museum gallery that's also ahead this hour. Very different museum gallery coming your way, folks. Make sure you stick around for that. Thanks for being part of the program today.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by Bath Planet. You know, with spring coming, let us help you transform your bathroom with beautiful quality. Bath Planet is a trusted leader in bathroom renovation. It's earned Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence, for more than 100 years. Get one half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's a tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, and their design experts will come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. Then their certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. Right now, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payment. But you need to call to get this special Bath Planet offer. And that number is 800-390-5455. I'll repeat it two more times. 800-390-5455. Again, 1-800-390-5455 for Bath Planet. Well, 250 is the magic number for this year in terms of America's history, and we'll be celebrating that all year on this show. And for my Right Stuff segment today, I'd like to present to you a book that commemorates 250 places and events that author Cheryl Hargrove wrote to highlight America's ideals, history, culture, creativity. Ms. Hargrove has spent 40 years being involved with cultural heritage tourism, working for the National Trust for Historic Preservation in D.C., and with the National Geographic Center for Sustainable Destinations. Cheryl, welcome to the show. This book had to require a massive amount of work. I understand you visited all of our states to compile these personal stories and to research history, including, I might add, the role of Native Americans and immigrants who have shaped the country that we know of today.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me talk about a subject I love, and that is being able to travel to places that really help tell the story of America. And yes, the 250th is an ideal time to reflect on, you know, our country's founding and also the indigenous population that was here before, but also to talk about how we've grown as a country, so past to present.
It might be helpful if I gave our listeners the name of your book. This is our Right Stuff segment, and I identified you. But the book is called Authentic America, subtitled 250 Distinctly American Places to Explore. Now, this just isn't places. I mean, it is, but you have divided the book up into all kinds of in many different categories, like American writers, America's soundtrack, which would, you know, you cover music from Motown to the blues to jazz to R&B to soul to country to bluegrass to folk music and rock and roll. You talk about Chuck Berry's influence on the music of Bruce Springsteen and the Rolling Stones. You have a list of the top Grammy Award winners, from Beyonce to 35 awards to Aretha Franklin at 18. So there are these different categories. And let me try to explain this book, because this is not just, you just don't open the pages and read, you know, go from one thing to the next. You also have, under each of these categories, whether it's music or architecture, you have a map of the United States, and you have numbers in each of the states that relate to a chart showing where these places are. So you can open this book if you're going to, I don't know, Nevada, and see what's there. You did say it's correct. You did visit all these states and write about it, right?
I have visited all the states in the U.S. One of the things that was very important to me is to make sure that people get out and explore our country. And in doing so, I ran across, you know, so many of these places that wanted me to learn more. They really provided a context for why we vote the way we do, what's important in a community, and also just to learn more about what defines the American spirit. And I wanted to have a compilation of these stories, not just individual places that were as a travel guide, but really to help tell the story of America through these different themes.
Well, you have about, I don't know where to begin, you have about 13 chapters, including a chapter just on America's flavors. In other words, the food that distinguishes our country, revolutionary ideals, American authors, entertaining. Is there something in particular that's one or two categories that stand out and stories that you would tell at a cocktail party when people say, what's your book about?
Well, you know, one of the things that I do is I think everybody travels on their stomach, and I do love food, and local food in particular. You know, whether it's going to Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York, famous for those buffalo wings, or going to Antoine's, you know, the oldest family-run restaurant in the U.S. in New Orleans, it really does give you a taste of who we are and the influences, the people who brought over those flavors and how they made them their own based on agriculture or situations.
Which tells you right there, this is not a list. You don't say, oh, well, in New Orleans, there's Anton's and there's this here and that there. You go into the history of these places and the chefs and the food and so on. One more category before we take a break, and I'm going to ask you to stay around for a second segment.
Well, I have to focus on music. I married a musician, so, you know, he said, oh, wait a minute, you got to know Louis Armstrong's story. And, you know, his home is now a National Historic Landmark in New York, and you can go and see his home and see where he recorded and came up with his amazing music that transformed jazz. Motown. Yeah, the other one is Motown in Detroit. You want to have a great, fun opportunity going through Berry Gordy's studios and where, you know, iconic musicians performed. That's the place in Detroit.
The book is called Authentic America, 250 Distinctly American Places to Explore. Cheryl Hargrove is the author. We'll be right back to continue the conversation right after these brief commercial messages. Don't go away.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by the team at MyPillow.com/carry. As a way to say thanks for all the support the audience has shown the MyPillow folks over the years, when you go to MyPillow.com/carry, that's C-A-R-E-Y, and use that code carry, you'll get employee pricing and free shipping as part of their mega sale all of this month, February. And this offer includes the weekend as well. So go get the six-piece MyTowel sets for just $34.98. MyPillow's Giza Dreams bed sheets for as low as $29.98. Classic MyPillows for just $14.98. And the anti-tire drink called Rev 7 is now on sale for just $19.97. Fuel your mind and body with a healthier today. Rev 7 reduces stress, balances mood. Go BHB with no caffeine or sugar. And don't forget the absolutely delicious 100 Arabica Organic My Coffee that's 50% off. So go to MyPillow.com/carry for all these savings and use the code carry to also get free shipping during this special mega sale. You can also find, as always, a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. I'd like to continue my conversation with Cheryl Hargrove. It's our Right Stuff conversation in honor of her book called Authentic America, 250 Distinctly American Places to Explore. This is a thick volume, about, as I recall, over 300 pages, yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you categorize, again, this is not a book of lists. I mean, there's lists, but This is not a list book. This is a book that goes not only goes deeply into the subjects that Cheryl has chosen, there's also footnotes on everything that she writes about in her essay to go along with the subject. Let's talk about inventions for a moment. How have inventions moved America along the timeline?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things that I discovered in my research was that our Congress in 1790 actually put into our Constitution a patent office. And so it was really important to focus on how we were problem solvers and that we were going to then look at inventions as part of our DNA, things like Coca-Cola, but also then taking it and then moving it forward from what Orville and Wilbur Wright did with the airplane and moving forward to what Henry Ford did in innovation with the factory work. I mean, we really did always move forward. And those are the stories that I think are very inspiring. And you can visit many of the places where these inventions occurred.
I think this is interesting because we hear so much about the Industrial Revolution in the UK, but there's really no sort of one name that compresses the American, well, there is a little bit, but the industrialization of America, I guess you could say. You also talk about American revolutionary ideals mm-hmm. and ideas. What do you mean by that?
Well, these are people that really fought for what they believed in. They were very convicted. And with righting wrongs, because not all of our history is positive, but also to really look at how we could advance society, whether that be civil rights or human rights or just everyday workers' rights. People like Francis Perkins, who experienced the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire and then went on to help with the New Deal and look at having a safety net for workers. That was very much inspired by her own time in Maine and with her family being involved in bricklaying and brick making. And so her home now and its homestead in Maine is now a National Historic Monument that you can visit and learn more about what really led her to these kinds of pivotal moments. Certainly going to MLK his sites associated with him, or Harriet Tubman, and going to both her homestead in New York or other places along Underground Railroad Byway. Those are places that make history come alive as what the power of an individual can do.
This book encompasses so many themes. Some of the chapters include conserving the American landscape, America's global icons, our World Heritage Sites. And I will tell you this, there are 250 places, and our author, Cheryl Highgrove, has put in at the end of the book, after 300 pages, an alphabetical list of the 250 distinctly American places to explore, not just with the name of the place, but the street address, the telephone number, if appropriate, and the website. So you can open right to the back and go, yeah, I'm going here, I'm going there. You can look at states. You can see where the places are doing. Cheryl, this is a massive amount of work. I know I talked to you before the show, and you said you spent like 19 months on it?
That's right, just writing it. I actually spent decades traveling and compiling information. And as you can imagine, sifting through, 250 is just my list. I'm encouraging everybody to go and create their own list because there will be places that resonate with each of us.
Authentic America, 250 distinctly American places to explore. Thank you, Cheryl. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, with 9 of our 10 segments now complete for today, as I bring you back to the New York City area with me on this last day of February, it's time for the Museum Gallery, folks, that we talked about today. And with Daylight Savings Time coming next weekend, the executive director of the National Watch and Clock Museum, Rory McAvoy, is just seconds away. But first, well, we're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie. You know, a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds, you can experience that same level of top quality at home. Our friends at HelixSleep.com are offering all of our listeners 27% off site-wide. So stop sleeping on old, worn-out mattresses thinking it's okay. It's not, all right? Instead, make this move today and do something that will actually improve your quality of life. Helix manufactures their mattresses right here in the USA. They ship directly from their facility to your door. They offer a 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee. So go take the two-minute sleep quiz to find the perfect mattress for your sleep needs. You'll save 27% at HelixSleep.com/Carrie or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. All right. Well, now I can see the clock ticking. Let's talk time, folks. Good morning, Rory. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us today. You know, I admit when I first saw your location, I did wonder why the museum would be there. But the more I thought about it, I do remember that Lancaster County in Pennsylvania, it was a major hub in the 19th and 20th century for American watchmaking, with the Hamilton Watch Company leading the way. Does that have to do with why the museum is there, and share how it got started?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. I mean, Lancaster County being the home of the Hamilton Watch Company, watchmaking is really entrenched in the local area. You know, many people who live here and have lived here for generations have relatives, you know, who had worked in the Hamilton factory at some point. Sideways, you know, our association that runs the museum, in the 1960s, the secretary of the NAWCC, the National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors, lived in Columbia, Pennsylvania, and it was his collection that grew into an association collection and then migrated up the street to what is our museum today.
Well, okay, so there's the answer on that. I also know the railroad has a deep history in your area of our country. I want you to talk a little bit about your American clock collection. From what I understand, it's tied a bit to the railroad and train history as well, right?
Very much so, yeah. You know, with the onset and the expansion of the railroads, time was good timekeeping was absolutely critical. And in our museum, you can find many, many good examples of railroad-grade timekeepers made by the great American companies of the, you know, early or the 19th and early 20th century.
Interesting. Now, you've got a world-class collection. It's the largest of its kind in North America. I think some 12, 13,000 time-related objects, including clocks that go back to the 17th century. So I'd like to hear about them and if most still work, as well as what's the oldest timepiece on display.
Yeah, well, we have the oldest timepiece on display is from the 1500s, and that is a delightful, very understated, small timekeeper, the sort of thing that you'd have in your chamber. Obviously, you know, clocks in the 1500s were the preserve of, you know, people with substantial means. They were not for everybody. They were not affordable by any stretch. So it's a really special thing. And yes, you're right. You know, in total, we have around about 13,000 time-related objects in the museum. We have, you know, from very tiny watch movements to quite substantial tower clock movements as well. So we've got a real range from sort of big to small, old to new. We have, you know, by comparison to the clock of the 1500s,
oh, yeah,
we have modern day atomic timekeeping. We have examples of atomic clocks from the very beginning of atomic clocks right through to the current era.
I'll tell you, Rory, a year ago, Mary and I, we went to Greenwich, where time begins, and we went through their museum there, and the clocks the timepieces that they have, it's just fascinating. It really was. It sounds like you have a very similar thing here. We're going to have to make it a point to get to. I do feel we got about a minute left, but I do feel compelled to ask you about the famous Engel clock. Share some details on this masterpiece.
Yeah, so the Engel clock is a monumental clock. It's very impressive when you stood next to it, and it has multiple modular components that play automata and music, and you have an apostolic procession. And the Engel family who built it, they built it as a touring attraction, so it was a moneymaker. But of course, when they repeated the tour, it had to be bigger and better than before. And ultimately, they called it the seventh wonder of the world. and included the cockerel on there that you'd find in Strasbourg Cathedral.
Well, I think it has
a wonderful thing.
Yeah, 48 moving figures and so forth. I mean, just fascinating. That's something alone to go see. Rory, listen, I really appreciate you giving us a bit of an update today on the National Watch and Clock Museum. So I thank you for that. Folks, the website for more information to check out time information, just museum.nawcc.org. Rory, our time flew by. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
All right. Well, that sounds like a cool place. And as I just said to Rory, time did fly by, as have our 2 hours together today. If you're new to our show, by the way, go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under the Let's Go America Tour section for the United Kingdom trip that had Mary and me at the Royal Observatory just outside of London. You can hear the archive that's there. Fascinating experience. That's it for the program today. I got to wrap the J Block right now on this February 28th live broadcast. Until we're back next Saturday in a new month with Mary sitting across the broadcast desk from me, I look forward to that. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear today on the show. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks, most importantly, to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Support our brave men and women in uniform, folks, as they go about victory in Iran. God bless them all.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.